could be saved.
Amen.
Son, I need that guitar.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we had a good day.
Had some barbecue.
Amen.
Went to the full moon barbecue. And I got a big baker. How many of you had a big baker? That was my first big baker. And I'm hoping it won't be my last. Amen. It was tremendous.
I don't need that.
Did you finish it?
I finished it. Yes, I did. So, yeah. Then I passed out. No. Well, amen. Maybe it won't last too long. Maybe I'll grow it. I don't know. But we had a great time. Had a great time of fellowship. And it's just been a good day. And looking forward to what God has for us tonight. Amen. And so we're going to start with one out of the hymnal. And, okay. All right. I am resolved.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. So glad and free,
glad and free.
Jesus has the greatest highest. I will come to thee.
I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. He will.
The kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in.
I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Glad and free.
Jesus has the greatest highest, I will come to thee.
Next song we're going to sing is a song written by a friend of mine and Brother Kenny Calloway. God's used him to write a lot of great songs. I love this song and I love the message in this song. The title of it is "I've Seen the Rain," and somebody want to put that on? Thank you. It tells the story really of the time of Elijah when. The Lord didn't send rain upon Israel for 3.5 years. And it tells the story from the eyes of a small child. And you know, there are kids that are growing up during those years that would not have ever remembered it raining.
And so I want you to listen to the message and be a blessing to you. I've seen the rain.
A child's eyes filled with wonder when Elijah knelt to pray. He didn't understand the meaning when he heard him mention rain. Then all around the sky grew dark, and then it touched his face. What he felt he had never known, but now he can say,
I've seen the rain, I've seen God's blessings flow, I've seen the rain, I've felt God's hand touch my soul. How could I live and never know the joy His presence brings? Now I know He is real, His hand I feel. I know I've seen the rain.
Will our children ever wonder just what it is we mean when we speak of how we felt God move and His Spirit met with me? How easily we could lose what we have today. Their future is in our hands. Will we hear them say,
God's blessings flow, I've seen the rain, I've felt God's hand touch my soul. How could I live and never know the joy His presence brings? Now I know He is real, His hand I feel. I know
Amen. Well, I thank God for the truth that we have the Word of God. And we don't just have something that contains His words. We have His words. And I love this song. This was written by another friend of ours, and it's entitled, I Have the Bible. Amen.
I have turned to the precious word of life, meaning strength for my weary soul. How often has the voice of God addressed the sin in me, as He draws me close and makes me whole. In the darkest hours of life I face, I've been healed by the Word. My spirit springs to life anew when I hear from the Lord. The voice of God that speaks from the pages. The truth of God that stands throughout the ages. I'm mountains I have made have been guided by this book. Seeking truth when I don't know what to do, it stands unchanging in a world where nothing is the same. It's a constant life for whatever we go through. It was true back then, it's true today. You can build your life upon it, the foundation upon which I stand. I'm thankful I can say that it's the voice of God that speaks from the pages, the truth of God that stands throughout the ages. It's the lamp, it's the light, it's the very bread of life, a source of comfort, cheer, and my heart's delight. I'm so thankful that I have the Bible. It's my strength in times of temptation. It's where I first learned of God's salvation. And tomorrow when I open up this blessed book again, it still will be everything I need. The voice of God that speaks from the pages, the truth of God that stands throughout the ages. It's a lamp, it's a light, it's the very bread of life, a source of comfort, and my heart's delight. I'm so thankful that I have the Bible. I'm so thankful that I have the Bible.
Amen. Amen. We're going to sing one more. And the title of this song is Jesus, the One and Only. There's no one like Him. Amen. And I love the Lord and love singing about Him. So I pray this song be a blessing to you.
Born Son of God, yet Son of Man, who laid down His life, but rose to live again, who rides the clouds of glory, whose kingdom never ends. There is